Hello, this is Manuela Dascal and you're listening to CJRO Radio Local News. On November 26, in a 2.5 hours closed-doors session, the City of Ottawa decided to proceed with a bid to buy the Capital Region Resource Recovery Centre, CRRRC, a provincially approved waste management site in Ottawa's East End on Boundary Road near Highway 417. The Ottawa City Council did not vote on the matter outside of the closed-door meeting. Mayor Sutcliffe defended the process and the decision the city took to bid on the CRRC site. He declared that, quotes, "We went above and beyond what was required so that residents had a chance to share their views and also to hear our views on this important decision," end quotes. Residents of Casbah Springs, Edwards, and Prescott Russell are concerned about the transparency of the way the City of Ottawa decided to push a bid to buy the CRRC. Councillor Isabel Skalski, who represents Osgood Ward, where the landfill will be, has also expressed her concerns over lack of transparency. Quote, "I've always hated this process. I don't like the fact that the seller has imposed this kind of strict confidential process on such an important acquisition for a city," end quotes. To hear the position of a Casbah Springs community member, listen to an interview with Lucy Reginbald, Vice President of the Capital Regional Citizen Coalition for Environment Protection, on our radio program Local First. The Agriculture Wellness Ontario has developed a free counseling program for farmers and their families. The Farmer Wellness Initiative provides Ontario farmers, farm families, farm employees, and spouses and dependents of farm employees with free and unlimited mental health counseling specific to the unique challenges that can be experienced by the agricultural community. If you're in need of support, call 1-866-267-6255 anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. The service is offered in English, French, and Spanish. Callers must be 16 years or older. Youth between the age of 12 and 15 may utilize the service with parental consent. All information received through counseling sessions is confidential and in accordance with the Personal Health Information Protection Act. For more information, visit agriculturewellnessontario.ca. The Valoris Foundation is back with this flagship holiday event for the sixth consecutive year and with a brand new format. This time, the challenge is joining the Embrun Christmas Parade festivities. Join the Valoris Foundation on November 29th for a festive and friendly evening filled with activities for the whole family. Meet Santa Claus, enjoy a delicious spaghetti dinner prepared by La Binerie, and many other surprises. To register, check out the Russell Township webpage. Your participation in this event directly supports the Christmas Elves campaign's Toy Drive. Last year, nearly 800 children and youth in need from the Prescott-Russell area benefited from this campaign. The Embrun Christmas Parade will take place on Saturday, November 29th, starting at 6:30 p.m. on Notre Dame Street, and the Russell Parade will take place on Sunday, November 30th, starting at 1 p.m. on Concession Street. Non-perishable items will be collected throughout the parade. To register your allegorical float, fill out a registration online form on the Russell Township webpage. On November 30th, join in for a traditional Christmas dinner and dance in Marionville. The event will take place in La Bonne Boeuf with music by Alain Brisson and guests. Tickets are $40 per person and doors open at 5 p.m. Purchase your tickets before November 30th. The Russell County Junior Farmers is celebrating their 75th anniversary with a dance on December 6th in Embrun. Wyatt McWilliams, the organizer, is hoping for a big reunion of former Junior Farmers members. The dance will be held at the Camille Pichet Hall in Embrun from 8 p.m. to midnight on Saturday, December 6th. Tickets are $10 each and can be obtained in advance by emailing lindakinsella@rogers.com or purchased at the door. There will be a DJ, light refreshments, and door prizes. For more information, go to Navendale Farm on Facebook. All are invited to wear any junior farmer swag they may still have and can fit into. Memorabilia and photos for display are also welcome. Please contact slantier@explorenet.com in advance. For more information, contact Wyatt McWilliams at 613-858-6595 or navendale@outlook.com. You can also listen to an interview with Wyatt on our radio program Local First this week. This wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.